This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We have a very special share on Tefillah today. We thank our dear friend, Rabbi Tzahar Rose of Los Angeles, for sponsoring the Shirim on Tefillah. L'Yehi Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi, Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nesham Shabbat Aliyah, B'Yemel Tzioshah for his whole family. We now start the next part of davening. So it only took us two years and change to get up to the first Hallelujah. One of the main principles of Reb Schwab in davening is that the heading of davening is Negadelcha, Unishabechacha, Unifarecha, V'nazkir Shimcha V'namlichacha. The five parts of davening, corresponding to the five times there's a Lashon of Shevach in Baruch Sha'amar. And the first part of davening is Negadelcha, Gidol. We explained many times, Gidol is a Lashon of braiding, where in Hoidu and Yehi Chavod, various psukim from all over Tanakh are braided together to create different forms of praise. The second part of Psukim de Zimra is Nishabechacha. Nishabechacha means to praise something, to, even though something may look bad and may look unappealing, or something might not look valuable, when you're mishabeach it, what you're doing is you're saying it's really good. And that was Ashrei. Ashrei is b'chol yom avrecheka. Regardless of what happens on a day-to-day basis, we praise Hashem b'chol yom avrecheka. We now begin the third part of davening. What is the third part of davening? Negadelcha, shabech unifa ercha. The Hallelujahs are unifa ercha. Says Reb Schwab, we already learned that the first part of Psukim is Negadelcha, by being Meshalev and Megadel, various Psukim. Ashrei is Neshabechacha, that the purpose, the theme of it, is to express Emunah on Hashem, that whatever Matzav we're in, Hashem is Toiv Hashem Lakoil. And now we're up to Unifa Ercha. What does Pe'er mean? Pe'er is a crown. Tefillin is called Tiferes, Pe'er. Tefillin is the crown of a Jew. So if this part of davening is called Pe'er, then what is it a praise about? What era in history is it a praise? How do we know Pe'er means crown? Even the fruit that grow on the top of a tree, we say Lois Sefa'er Acharecha, to take the fruits on the top. Likewise, we crown Hashem in the final five chapters of Tehillim. The final five chapters of Tehillim are the Pisgah, the summit of all the Shirois of Tehillim. Now, if these five chapters are the crown of Tehillim, and they are referred to as Pe'er, think about it. These are the last five chapters of Tehillim, and the heading for it is Unifa'ercha. Then they must be praise for the most grandiose eras in history. And they certainly are. They are a praise for the five stages of Yemois HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim, and Oilam HaNeshamois. So as we said last week, the first Hallelujah talks about the coming of Mashiach. The second Hallelujah, the first Hallelujah talks about the era in advance of the coming of Mashiach. The second is the coming, the imminent coming. The third is when Mashiach is here. The fourth is Tchias HaMesim, and Karl HaNesham Talaka is Oilam HaNeshamais. And these chapters are tied to each other, as we mentioned many times. That Psukim de Zimra corresponds to the chains that hung down from the ceiling in the Ulam. And they're attached, that's why each Hallelujah ends with Hallelujah and begins with Hallelujah. So now we're going to speak about the various praises about the summit of history, namely the Yemois HaMashiach. Now, where does it say, what's the makar that we need to say the final five chapters of Tehillim? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yossi said that my share in life should be among those who complete Hallel. The Rambam and most Rishonim say, what does it mean to complete Hallel? The last five chapters of Tehillim. This is the opinion of most Rishonim, the last five chapters of Tehillim, they're tied to each other, and they are the grand finale of Tehillim. But Rashi argues on the Rambam. Rashi says, Goymrei Hallel is Kuf Memches and Kuf Nun. By the way, that's why if you have very little time, besides Ashrei, you say Kuf Memches and Kuf Nun in deference to Shitas Rashi, that is what it means. Yehei Chelkei mi Goymrei Hallel. Now, Ashrei ended Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. The praise of Hashem, my mouth, which should say, that's the praise of the body of the Jew. The pez part of the guf. And that's why we say, Vivarech kol basar shem kacheli aylam ba'ed. So Ashrei is still a praise of the physical. That we should praise and thank Hashem, shagamai de gufai, even through a person's body. A person could recognize Hashgacha Pratis and thank Hashem for His abundant kindness, that He feeds us, He satiates us, He supports us. But now, the sweet singer of Israel, now David HaMelech turns to his soul, and he says, let's get going, soul. Halleluka, halleli, nafshi es Hashem. It's not enough to hilas Hashem yidaber, pi, vivar kol basar shem kachal yaylam ba'ed. Pi is not enough. Basar is not enough. It's now halleli nafshi. You should also... And David talks to his soul. He summons his soul. Halleli nafshi es Hashem. And the soul answers. You know what the soul says? Ahalelo Hashem b'chayai. I'll do it. Azamra le'lekai b'yoidi. So long as I exist... So long as I'm alive, I will praise Hashem, the soul responds. Wait a second, we're only going to praise Hashem when we're alive, but don't we believe that the soul remains a viable entity even after the guf is buried? So Ahalala Hashem b'chayai is saying the nefesh will thank Hashem so long as it exists, whether in this world or in the world to come. Azamra lelekai be'oidi refers to, I will sing to Hashem for my eternal status. Oid, adeyad. It has two meanings here. One is that David speaks to his soul and the soul responds. And now the soul teaches a person and the soul says the following. The soul says, Al. Again, this is talking about our era, before the Mashiach comes. Don't try to save the world and cure all the problems of mankind. Al tivtechu v'nedivim. For example, Marxism, which is basically rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to create a new world order? You want to create a new society? Al tivtechu v'nedivim. But instead, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezrei. Like we find, why Shekel Yaakov Ezrei? Because Yaakov was the Av who's always in trouble. He had all kinds of difficulties and challenges. So therefore, we too have to trust only in God. Don't put your faith in communism, socialism, capitalism, any ism, any movement, don't think they will solve the world's problems. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezrei Sivrei, praise the son whose hope is Al Hashem Leikav and is reliant only of Hashem. Like we say in Shabbos Tefillah, Ein ke'erkach Hashem lekein bo'il ma'azeh v'yein zulos chamalkeinu l'chayei oylam haba efes biltecha goyalenu limois ha-Mashiach. Don't think that for Mashiach to come, God needed Donald Trump. Many people think only Donald Trump will bring Mashiach because he's going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital, and he's going to bring the embassy to Jerusalem, and he's going to give us sovereignty over the Golan. So God needed the assistance of Donald Trump. So God says, no, thank you. I could even put in any Joe off the street. I could put in a nobody, and I could still bring Mashiach. I don't need any assistance. I don't need assistance of Netanyahu, nah, we don't need him either. We don't need any, we don't need your man in power for God to bring Mashiach. For Mashiach to come, it will be Efes Biltecha Goyalenu Limois HaMashiach. And by the way, and when Mashiach comes, don't think Mashiach is going to save you. It's Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't think there's going to be this person, Mashiach, and he's going to solve all your problems. It will still be Efes Biltecha Goyalenu. It will be nobody other than God. Like it says in Zechariah, V'hinei Malkecha Yavai Lach Tzadik V'noi Shahu. The King Mashiach will come, but God will save you. And you have to know, when you hope for Mashiach, what you're hoping for is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mashiach is just, he's an employee. Not like most people think, oh, Mashiach, he'll be this person, he'll be that person, this rabbi. It's irrelevant who it is. It's not. It doesn't matter. Mashiach is not necessarily, it's not of note. We don't really care. It's God. That's why when the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf, what does it say? Vayar Yisrael Seyreda Sha'osa Hashem B'Mitzrayim Vayaminu B'Hashem. And they realized Moshe Avdai, that Moshe was just his servant. He was just a slave. That's part of the Emunah. Part of Emunah and Geula is that there's no human intervention at all. Vayaminu B'Hashem. Not people misinterpret this. They believed in Hashem and in Moshe. Sorry, that ain't what it means. Vayaminu B'Hashem only. And that Moshe is only Avdai. So people say Oz Yashar every day, and they are mechavein close to heresy. They think it means Uvma Moshe Avdai. No. Now on the other hand, one does have to have Emunah in Moshe. One has to be Imam in that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi who ever lived. But the meaning here is in the relative to Geula, they believed it was only Hashem. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in Haggadah Shel Pesach, because when it comes to Geula, it has to be Efes Biltecha Goyalenu Umi Baladecha Inlanu Melech Goyal Umayshia Ela'ata. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says in Alanisim. We say Alanisim V'Alha. What? Porkon? What in the world is Porkon? Porkon's not a Hebrew word. You should say Alanisim V'Alha Geula V'Al Shuay. Why do we say Porkon? This is davening. It's not Gemara. Why do we say Aramaic world? Word. The answer is we can't say Geula, because we're about to talk about Chashmonaim. We're about to talk about people. People can't bring Geula. So we have to change the word to Aramaic word. Porkon is just freeing us from a tyrannical government. Now, the first Hallelujah is talking about world history before Mashiach comes. It is unbelievable. Now David HaMelech turns to what will occur at the time of Bias HaMashiach. Now, what do you mean? It's already written in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim that Hashem is going to make a Seder Chadash. There's going to be like a new world order. And it's going to be like a new creation, a Ma'isa Bereishis. Now, the world is MS. The Metzias of the world is MS. Like we say in Kiddush Levana, Poyel MS, Shepul Asayemes. The Bria itself, there's no sheker in it. The only sheker there is in the world is man. There's no sheker among fish. There's no sheker in the sun. There's no sheker in butterflies. There's no sheker in the earth. There's only sheker in man. And therefore we say, I say Shamayim va'aretz es hayam ve'es kol ha'shabam. God will make heaven and earth and everything that's in it. Hashomer emes. Hashem will verify and preserve that which He promised through the Nevi'im. And the Navi says the future salvation is dependent on Hashem sort of recreating Shamayim v'aretz, like it says, Lintaya Shamayim v'lisayid aretz v'leymar letzia in Amiyatas. We see as part of the coming of Mashiach is a new creation of the world. Hashem renews the physical universe. Hashem is Noitaya Shamayim, He's Miyaseid aretz. That would be the Seder Chadash, leymar letzia in Amiyata. And therefore, in the Kiddush Levana, we say V'la Levana, Hashem says to the Levana, Shetischadesh Ateres Teferes La'amutevaten, that the recreation of the world is a tribute to the Jewish people that they too will be recreated. This is what it means, he was Shomer Emes Li'olam. The Bias HaMashiach and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the Geula and the fulfillment of Mahaya Hashem L'macha Kol Aretz, they're all included in Emes. Now, how will there be this new world order? How will there be this new world order? It's not dependent on man. Nobody could recreate, nobody could bring a new world order. So how is it going to do? Unless they come as an agent of Hashem. The real way to understand this mizmar, the real key to understand this mizmar, is the last pasuk of the Halleluka. The last pasuk of Halleluka is Yimloich Hashem li'olam elaykayach tzion ledavadar Halleluka. We also say in Rosh Hashanah, V'yoymar kol asher neshama bi'apoy Hashem elaykei Yisrael melech u'machusay b'kamashallah. Not only will we recognize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the whole world, but we will recognize that Hashem is Elokei Yisrael specifically. We will say Elokei Yisrael. In other words, the key to recognize this chapter of Tehillim is the last pasuk, Yimloich Hashem li'olam Elokeiach Tzion. That this chapter is leading up to the time that of the Yimais HaMashiach, which comes to its climax in the final pasuk of Yimloich Hashem le'olam elokeiach tzion. Elokeiach means your God. That kishayimloich Hashem le'olam, when Hashem rules forever and His memshala is elevated on the whole world from tzion, which is Beis Hamikdash, then Klal Yisrael will be mamlechas kainim v'goy kadosh. And Klal Yisrael will be la'ar goyim, that through their hanhaga and through their actions, they will show the world how to accord themselves. So David concludes this mizmar of what will happen in the Yimais HaMashiach, namely, Yimloich Hashem li'olam, Hashem will reign forever, Elokeiach Tzion. But He will be especially the God of Klal Yisrael. Now, says Reb Schwab, why does the mizmar begin with Al tivtechu v'nedivim b'ven adam she'en lo sishua? What does that have to do? What salvation should we not trust in? So the answer is, throughout history, there have always been human beings who have tried their best to expedite the geula, but they were premature. Starting from the time of Koresh, Melech Paras, where he called out, who among you, among the nation of God, should go up to Yerushalayim? But, so we thought, okay, we're going to follow the proclamation of Koresh, and we're all going to go up to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, but our hope turned sour, because the second Beis HaMikdash was not a real Geula. We were not Zoicha to V'haya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz. And throughout the Golos, many, many attempts have been made to bring the Geula. That's how Christianity started. That's how Islam started. All the false Mashiachs that have been, by the way, in every single generation, from the time we left Egypt until today, Chaf Aleph Teves, In every single generation, there is a false Messiah. Don't get me, don't say, oh, he's going to say it. V'hameivin yavin. Every single generation, from the beginning of time until our lifetime, there is a false Mashiach. It's a pasuk in Chumash. And we're going to learn about it more in Parshas Kisisa. It is a prediction in Chumash. And all the world religions, and even among the Jewish people, Mashichei Sheker HaShoinim Shalnu Klal Yisrael Ad Zmaneinu, says Reb Schwab. He's not mincing words. Reb Schwab says, in our times, among the Jewish people, there are false Mashiachs. That's why we say, the Nefer says, you know how you're going to get to Yimloich HaShem? Yimloich HaShem will only be when you push away all the false Nedivim. Al Tivtachu V'Nedivim. Even those people that their nefesh promotes them and in generosity, they have the best of intentions to be Masaki in the world. And it looks like they have a big movement and a lot of followers, and they're going to bring world peace and Tikkun Olam. Al Tivtachu V'Nedivim. And certainly, don't trust in people that have no salvation, because they can't even save themselves. Because the moment that their spirit leaves, Yashuv la'admasai, and admasai refers to admasai, his land, ho'adama shaloi. The only land that a person could say is his land is the four amas that you're buried in. Because the spirit returns to God, and the dust returns to how it was. So the only real estate a person really owns is the earth that has been transformed from their very body. That's why land in the Torah is not called Adama. Land in the Torah is Achuza. You know why it's called Achuza? Because you don't really own it, you're just holding on to it until you leave this world. A person can't own real estate. You own real estate, really? When you go upstairs, you're going to bring your house with you, your apartment with you? No, you don't own it. You just hold it temporarily. The only land that's your land is the land you're buried in. So this perek, Haleluka, perek Kuf Mem Vav of Tehillim, is the song of in the advance of the coming of Mashiach. And it's the purpose of it is to get to Yimloich HaShem Li'olam. And to get to Yimloich HaShem, person has to realize, Efes Biltecha Gayaleinu Limayis HaMashiach. And therefore, Al Tivtechu V'Nedivim. Don't trust in any false religion, false Messiah, anyone who promises to bring world correction and Tikkun Olam. No, it's only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'ven Adam, man, Ein Lo Yisashua. That is the first of the Hallelukas that brings us closer to the Yimayis HaMashiach of Yimloich HaShem Li'olam Eloikayich Tzion, your God Tzion, L'dar V'dar Hallelukah. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful Shabbos, Bracha V'Hatzlacha, and we'll see everybody. There'll be a Shir 8:30 Wednesday evening streaming on Torah anytime, and wish everybody Bracha V'Hatzlacha, Kol Tov, a good Shabbos. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.